This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
And welcome back. And it's good to be here this Friday morning in my part of the world, Friday afternoon in most of the country. Just coming into the show, you know, when you come in and you're coming off of the other segments and you're listening to, you know, all the things going on in the world today, it always amazes me that, you know, we're still here. It's Friday afternoon. We're still standing. And that's because of everyone out there listening to this broadcast. We appreciate you. The network appreciates you. Everyone that is part of this organization, I know appreciates you, because that's why we're able to come on and bring you the messages that we do. I'm going to shift it up a little bit, and I want to start talking a little bit about some of the subjects that many have asked me to kind of get back into. And I'm going to call this one the forgotten fifth, you know, the forgotten fifth, 20%. And that's the nation I'm talking about. I'm talking about Alaska. I'm going to talk about what we are, why this place is so important. I'm going to talk about the history, a little bit of history, not a lot, but enough to kind of put a framework into what is happening here and what has happened here and what the opportunity is here. Because what I'm talking about is the opportunity of a nation. And when the United States prospers, the fact of the matter is the rest of the world does too. And Alaska is a key to the balance sheet equation that many of us see for the country that's forgotten. Alaska, when I say 20%, what do I mean by that? From the land standpoint, the surface estate, the land itself, it represents 18% of the entire land mass of the country. But we have less than a million people that live here. What that means is that less than one third of 1% of the population of the country is here, but 18% of the country is here in terms of the land mass. Now, when you look at the coastal zone area that the United States takes jurisdiction over, which is a 200-mile limit stretching from the coastline out, 200 miles. Now, when you look at Alaska, if you look at a map, the coastline is really important. The coastline of Alaska is bigger than the east coast of the United States and the west coast of the United States and the Gulf Coast of the United States. All three of the whole lower 48 states coastal areas combined are smaller than the coastal area of Alaska. And the coastal area of Alaska extends 200 miles into the ocean. So we're talking about over 20% of the entire land mass and resource base of the nation is in Alaska, the forgotten fifth. And why is it important for Americans to consider this? What was the conditions in 1867, a couple years after the Civil War, with the country in ruins that drove the purchase of Alaska from Russia? Now, you got to kind of put yourself in that frame historically. Country still burning, smoldering from the war. Things are getting reorganized. And people are looking at Alaska and saying, Seward's folly, right? It was the Interior Secretary Seward. And at the time, everyone was saying, oh, what a ridiculous idea this is. You know, the Russians already stripped out the wealth. They came here in the 1700s and stripped out all the furs. They found a little bit of copper, a little bit of gold, nothing too serious, nothing serious enough for them to want to hang on to something they had trouble hanging on to anyway. And the reason they did is they never established any interior forts in Alaska. And the right of conquest, if you will, and I kind of hate that phrase in a certain way, but the right of conquest said you had to establish forts and trading centers within the land that you're laying claim to and dominate the land. And that was the philosophy over a couple hundred years ago. But they never did that in Alaska, because the Athabascans and others, when they went into the interior, they kind of burned their forts and sent them south. They did establish forts on the coastal areas, and that maybe they had title there. I don't know. That's still an argument to be had. But here's what happened. They transferred over. They give every white man, because women didn't have the right to vote back then, if you remember, what they did is they gave every white American person residing in that territory the right to become a citizen within a very short bandwidth, but not the indigenous.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 a piece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
You know, 4 years ago, we put out with Roger Stone a shirt that said, "Rapist under the image of Bill Clinton." But I think everybody should put out t-shirts that say, "Medical tyrant in the image of Bill Gates." Maybe t-shirts that say, "Vaccine, his image under it, rapist." Because that's what we're facing. And notice he's telling you it's going to hurt or kill 700,000 people, his numbers, and that he needs to be indemnified from liability. I know everybody's pinching themselves because we've woken up inside a dystopic nightmare, but this is for real, and we can see the preparation for all of this. That's how we predicted it. But let me just say this. My daughter, standing out in the woods just the other day, looked at me and she said, "Daddy, I don't want to go home and take my nap at 2 o'clock. So it was like 1:30. She said, "I want to stay awake because God's world that God built is so beautiful." And those exact words. And she had a little tear in her eye. And she was feeling God's power in the universe. Humans are incredible. Yes, we're fallen and decadent because we haven't been given the proper missions by other failed humans. But God's got a mission for us. And it is to people the stars. So I am going to set up the Human Defense Force. I thought about this decades ago, setting up a foundation. The image would be a man with a club smashing a robot, but that's too primitive an image. We need something that powers humanity and symbolizes that's going interplanetary. I'm not going to sit here while these corporatists who are control freaks create a model for us in the future and decide that we're obsolete. Because as fallen as humanity is, the globalists are the most fallen of us all. They project their own hatred of themselves onto us. The spirit and the strength I feel around common people of every race, color, and creed is so fulfilling and so empowering. It's like a pure, clean spring in the desert when you hadn't had water for 3 days. And so I'll just say this right now. I will never sell out. I will never back down. I will never give in. And that's not even hard to do because this is where I want to be. It's not some special altruistic heroic thing to not sell out. It's human. And I'm going down with humanity. And I know in the end humanity will survive. There'll be a remnant, but billions will die. Like Bob Marley said, the book must be fulfilled. And I just feel really, really sad for those that think they've bet on the right side and given in to the dark side, given in the New World Order, because you're going to be destroyed. You're going to be totally destroyed and be cut off from God. And that's hell in of itself. Being separated from God is hell. And so I look at Bill Gates up there staring at the camera with evil smiles and hatred because he knows he's revealed, letting us know he's coming for us. Bill Gates, we're coming for you. You've already been exposed. So you're coming at us to rape us with your deadly DNA vaccines to play God, to mark the flag of Monsanto that you own part of, to make us your chattel. We tell you this will be your undoing. Just like Hitler was able to take over half of Europe before people started fighting back, and then most of Europe and part of Russia before humanity turned the tide. You will end up in the ash heap of tyrants. You will only be a tester of humanity. And you will only cause us to trigger that catalyst that overthrows your satanic system. But as for me, I am with God. And that means I am with God's creation, humanity. And the entire book of Revelations, the entire book of Daniel, the entire book of Ezekiel, the entire book of Genesis is all interconnected. And it's all being manifest right now. And the servants of Satan are so fallen, they believe that they can become silicon gods. And somehow they can fix themselves when it's Christ's spirit that can fix them and transcend them. Only by becoming wedded with Christ can we pass over the bridge and be complete, not by serving Satan in the New World Order. The fruits of the New World Order are pure death and destruction, and everyone knows it. It stinks to high heaven. Every part of it is a lie and a betrayal. So turn back, humanity. turn back from the New World Order. And I want to encourage those who've been serving evil for whatever reason to turn back while there's still time. If you can feel the Holy Spirit, if you can feel a calling, if you can even hear my voice and feel like you want to reach out and want to get out of what you're in, you don't have to reach out to Alex Jones. You've got to reach out to God and say, God, show me how powerful you are. Show me how you're the ruler of the universe. I'm weak. I need you to help me. I repent of what I've done. I want to change. And show me. And the minute, the second you make that decision, it'll all turn. But it's got to be legitimate. It's got to be real. And you'll know it's real. Come to Jesus. It's the only way.
Wow. That was a little clip slid in for this segment from Alex. Important clip. Think about those words. Think about that message in the context of today. You know, we're in the middle of it. And, you know, I'm talking about a different topic today. I'm switching it up a little bit because at the end of all this, something happens. You know, are we gonna check out this time, or is this thing going to slow down and be hunted forward? Don't know. Nobody knows the hour or the moment. So I think we continue forward with the way we do life. We look at these things that are in our way, and we make sure that we're the obstacle to slow this process down and get hearts and minds connected again. And, you know, so much of the messaging that comes out of InfoWars is really misunderstood. And I went through some things locally the last few weeks. And here's what I would say, the rollout right now, the social messaging rollout that's happening nationally, it's happening here too. Here in Alaska, blueprint, this, map, to a creation that's way different is being rolled out all over the United States, even here in Alaska. I cannot believe, what I've seen here. But that's it. They're taking the template that the Democratic Party and others have put out there as a way to agitate the public, to create unrest, and then capitalize on that unrest and that anger that's in the public. But what they've done is they're taking this emotional wave and trying to redirect it into their queue. And they tried it here locally on a couple of things recently. It didn't work out so well. In fact, what happened is they end up inflaming the public, because what is obvious to the public, and this gets back to the last hour, talking about doing things local, not waiting for the federal government. This is correct. Take the actions when your local legislators or assembly members or council members, however you're constructed in your local government, actually have to look you in the eye. Now, what's happening this week, this coming week, is our mayor, again, has shut down the public process so people can't get together and come to public meetings. They're going to do them all virtually again. Now, what's the problem there? Part of the public discourse is the public actually shaking hands with each other, okay, meeting each other personally. That's how networks form in the political process. You show up for the meeting, you meet all your neighbors, you find out you have a commonality, you group together. That's the essence of the town square, ladies and gentlemen. They're shutting it off and putting us behind microphones and screens so we can't do that anymore. Because they know when it happens, we are very effective. Because the balance between money and politicians, you know what the scale of the politician scale, the weight of the future for the politician's life cycle, it's people and pitchforks, and I'm not talking about metaphorically, you know, people voicing themselves, or money voicing itself. And, you know, the people have been quiet for a very long time, and we're not being quiet anymore. The problem is the left is taking this frustration and trying to shift it into anger and route that anger against a group of people, you and me, the average person who looks at the world way differently than a globalist does, who looks at the world way differently. When, as Alex said in that last segment, when you look in your child's eyes and you hear the words from their mouth, the purity of that moment is captured and not forgotten. And that's the human touch in it, you see. That's where we come into each other's space. We join with each other. We recognize the divinity in each other. And we begin to act on it. We do that personally, one-to-one, touching each other. This is the reality they're trying to strip away. So we can't have that connection. to one another, which connects us to the universal, which connects us really in a certain way to God, because we are under that one creation. We're just waking up to remember it and remember how to get there and what we need to do. And in the backdrop of all this, we have this push against us, against our humanity, against the creation. That's what we feel the tension over. Keep the resistance focused in the right way, in the calm light of knowing that we hold the power of the chain. So act with the authority that you already have. Not in a mean, aggressive way. You don't need to. When you have the authority, you just say the word and the action happens. There's an opportunity in all this nonsense where the righteous can rise into the moment. And that's where we're headed. That's where we're going. In a couple seconds, you're going to start hearing the messages, the commercial break, the way you help us do what we're doing. Please support us at the InfoWars store. This is Dr. Nick Begich, and we will be right back.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. Silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you how it will be.
And welcome back. Just before the going into the break, we were talking a little bit about some of the things going on. I'm trying to weave this together a little bit, because to get the small picture, you got to have the big picture. And to engage, to get your power back, you have to be able to do things that you knowingly, absolutely can achieve. And again, getting back to local, acting locally, doing things that matter. It does matter. It adds up. And in the local, sort of microcosm of what we do in life, does matter, because, who you meet in your neighborhoods, who you meet that's, out there, with similar beliefs, and at the same time, a way to kind of lift each other up at a time when things are pretty unstable. I can't think you can characterize it any other way. And we got a bird's eye view sort of from Alaska. We look out at the rest of the country, see what's going on. And a lot of it we're just baffled by, because it doesn't work out that way here. We see a little differently perhaps here. And maybe it's because it's a smaller community, and I would buy into that. Because even though that's a big state, as I was saying before the break, it's a small population. So what does that do? That means that in Alaska, with this 20% of the whole country landmass, about a 500 or 1,000 people are the activists, the local elected leaders, the heads of big organizations, people who stay engaged as individuals, about a 500, maybe 1,000 at the most. That's not very many influencers, you see, because that's what happens is these big organizations try and impact the influencers, and then everyone else just kind of gets herded along. That's called co-option. In classical organizing, what you do is you go after the leadership, you co-opt them, you seduce them in all the different ways and do moving your direction. And that's done in a lot of different ways. And what I discovered in the last few weeks, it never really dawned on me how powerful nonprofit organizations are until I dealt with this local group. And this local group is as big as one of the biggest trusts in the state, and it's private. That's a family foundation. Okay, what does that mean? That means they have to give away 5% of their capital every year, their total value. They got to give away. They got to spend it. They don't have an option. They have to spend it. They can earn more money and replace it, but they got to spend 5% of their capital out the door. So this forces the expenditure in a certain way. But at the same time, you go, well, these are, altruistic organizations. They're 501c3s, tax exempt. They don't pay taxes. When they are 501c3s, you're correct. They don't pay taxes, but they don't technically supposed to have political speech. See, because a 501c3 that asserts political speech to influence elections or regulation or law violates their 501c3 charter, and they lose their tax exempt status. To do that, you need a 501c4. Those aren't tax exempt. So you can give money to them. You can't write it off. You can give money to them. They can spend it on whatever they want, in that sense. But it's not a tax exempt organization. It's a political organization. It's political speech. But why would some big rich dude set up a nonprofit? Well, first of all, they get to keep all the money. All right. All the money. They don't pay anything, for the public good, except what they decide is in the interest of the public good, which really isn't about the public good anymore. It's about a family trust and how the family views the world, you see. My family has the opposite. It has what's called a public trust. And what it's used for is scholarships. That's it. Scholarships for education. And that's it. But here's the point. Does it have an impact on policy? Yes, of course. Whoever gets a scholarship and goes on and gets an education might actually do something. That that certainly fueling the fire. So why do billions flow into nonprofits? Because then you can, under the guise of altruism and goodness, do all these wonderful things without paying taxes and influence all these politicians who recognize, remember what I said before, people or money. Well, this is the money equation, you see, because they can all feel good. Oh, it's a nonprofit. It's got this great social good. Wrap their arms around it as they're influenced all the way down the road to do whatever they're told. It's just a different influencing body, and they get certain tax considerations to do it. I understand all that. I get all that. Create a complex roadmap for life. No one pays attention. That's how it works, you see. The more detail, the more layering, the less people get it. Because when the law library used to be a book you could carry under your arm, and Abraham Lincoln could study the law and pass the bar exam, become an attorney, never went to college. Right? Because he was smart and had good intelligence, and the law ought to be understandable by the average citizen, after all. It's one-third of the whole governmental structure we have in this democratic republic, the justice system, that most of us, unless you're really, really rich, have discovered you can't access on an equal footing under civil law, right? I mean, if it's criminal, you might get an attorney if you exhaust everything you own to defend your innocence first. But it is not a justice system. It's a system used to herd people now. And it's changed because it didn't start that way. We got to go back. We got to start unraveling the web, because when you take the very, very long view that family trust take, the multi-generational view that we ought to take, they plan the game plan, not for the second quarter. They plan it for the end of the ninth season and their retirement program. Okay? They play it out. They game it out. I travel all over the world. You know, the game, the template that I was talking about trying to be laid on Anchorage, Alaska, from wherever the national politics is driven, it's so disconnected that it's obvious, okay, because it doesn't fit into the culture of Alaska, because we are a very different place. We have a very complex situation here. So what I would say is, and what I want to get it back into, is not just sort of the heart of the country, all right? Maybe it's Alaska, you know? Okay, maybe. I'm just saying that maybe because we can still breathe freely here most of the time, although they're creeping in our cities, we can still breathe free here. We can still think freely here. We still have the opportunity to create something really cool here, really interesting here for the nation. And we're being neglected, and we're being used as a poster child for various political organizations that would like to keep this contained. Now, why? It's like, you know, when you have a treasure buried in a hole and you never know it? That's where we are, ladies and gentlemen, here in Alaska. We're the national treasury, buried, out of your view. Up here, I say it to my friends all the time, I live on the moon, you know, because it's so far removed from so many other places. But now we can use these networks to talk about this. Why is it important? Because if we're going to produce anything, we have to start with the foundations of wealth. And that has one of the four pillars of that is natural resources and land. And Americans, all of us in common, are rich in natural resources. And we miss it. We have an opportunity and an obligation to be responsible for that which we have. We have a way to do this. Alaska is part of that answer. It is the hidden fifth, 20% of the nation's landmass, perhaps the greatest treasury of all, hidden in the wilderness of Alaska. This is Dr. Nick Begich. We're going to be right back after these very important messages. Also, check out EarthPulse, earthpulse.com. That's my website. Take a look there. Any of the books and things you buy, they're actually routes back through the info stores. So you support them, you support me. This is Dr. Nick Begich. We'll be right back.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover. this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson site summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth. That is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Nick Begich. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And welcome back. You know, just before the break, kind of trying to tie some of this together, because at the very top of all this, it's like the overview. You know, what do you have? You've got resources, you have people, you have entrepreneurship, creativity, if you will. You have factories, equipment, things that make things. Those four things I often weave into my conversation, because these are the base of wealth, you see. In the beginning of this country, most people were rooted in the land, right? I mean, we got land, and then we built buildings, cabins, houses, whatever, farms. And we owned equipment, eventually horses, wagons, plows, shovels, things that made things. And so the average person had real wealth. It wasn't just cash in some 401k that can evaporate in a second by some manipulation that none of us have really any direct control over, correct? Think about it. The things that represent your wealth today are digital entries on somebody's ledger, more so than they were the real assets of 100 years ago. Now, why do I bring that up? Because the illusion that's been created that wealth is paper certificates that represent some form of value, whether it's currency or stock certificates or promissory notes or any of these things. And if you study the history of currency in the United States, you find out that all of these things and a lot more of even trade tokens at the local trading post, you know, I mean, there were a lot of things used to be the medium between goods that people said, okay, that has value. We'll use that as kind of the in-between lubricant between the things that matter, which is labor, your work, entrepreneurship, your creative ability to put things together, make it into money, and into products and into things that are of value to people that produce more of the lubricant to allow you to go get more capital, more labor, more things to put together to make things with. That's creativity. We've gone to this digital form of creativity, this ether, right? I call it all the time. It's just puff money. It's air. It's like it doesn't even, it's not even real. You can't eat it. You can't touch it. It's just a theory of something. So what I'm saying is we should reevaluate what are those factors. Now, what happened in 1913 that a lot of people don't fully understand, and I go back to this a lot, is that, you know, when we got the income tax, because before that, what people forgot is what took us there. What took us there was a U.S. Supreme Court case that said your labor, your sweat, your blood, your breath, your living experience could not be taxed, that was slavery. Is it slavery? I think it is still. We changed the Constitution to allow this form of slavery. Okay, that's what we really did. We instituted a form of slavery. At the same time, we got rid of one. We just created a new one that all of us get to be in. Stop and think about this. This is where multi-generational knowledge gets forgotten. It was illegal, based on the Civil War and the whole slavery question, by our U.S. Supreme Court in the 1890s, over 30 years after the Civil War, that said, you cannot tax a human being's labor. One of the four factors of production, they took it. See, they enslaved us all in what the Greeks once called, thousands of years ago, wage slaves. Because that's how it works. You become beholden to that person, that source of your exchange, what's going to get you goods and services. You're one step up above from being owned. You're just owned a little differently. That's all. And so we've got a false narrative again playing in the world about slavery that doesn't include all of us. And there's a Supreme Court case that lays it out. This isn't some fiction. This is the reality of the moment that we're in right now, 100+ years later. Okay. Reevaluation time. And at the same time, they created that Federal Reserve that's never been fully audited, ever fully audited. This is huge, ladies and gentlemen. It should be audited every year, fully and externally, not internally. The game they play. When Bernanke was in there and he was talking to my brother when he was a U.S. senator, and they were trying to make the case for why my brother was wrong and insisting with the Republicans that there be an audit, you know, they need an audit. Anyone honest knows it. Big organizations that run whole economies, don't you think they ought to be looked at a little bit, considering the impact on all of us that they just might have? How about that? You know, and so what I try to do is, in the context of sort of this weird picture that's unfolding, put something back in it. You know, in Alaska, here was one of the great things, the last frontier. You know, that was our slogan up here, you know, the last place. Because you, if you were a man or a woman in America and were 18 years old, could come here, and on most of the land that was here, If you made a discovery of a valuable mineral, you could lay claim to it. And there was a structure, and there still is for a lot of our public lands. But most of it, most of the most promising of promising, there were two layers, actually, and now a third, of taking. And it goes back a long time. It goes back over 100 years. It goes actually back to the Russians, because this has been a place that people have come to take things from and go away. The Russians came, took all the furs. They actually did enslave the people here, the Native Americans here, and they used to enslave each other before the Russians showed up. I can tell you, I know the history. But what happened here then is that the furs ran out. They sold this. Yeah, it's like a fire sale for them. Then we discovered gold and copper. And guess who showed up for the copper? It was the Guggenheim family and Morgan Trust, you know, Morgan Chase, you know, the people we keep bailing out. Well, they've been around looting the country for over 100 years in conjunction with globalists. The Guggenheims didn't start out that way. They came here in the U.S. in the middle of 1800s and were selling a polished stovepipes of old wood stoves to make them black again. They made a lot of money. They started investing in Colorado mines, and they began to corner the copper market. They began to really hammer it out, and they did. And then they came to Alaska and got Kennecott, one of the richest copper deposits in history. And I know a lot about it because I own the opposite end of that mineral belt. Myself and partners have one of the most promising copper deposits in that region. But the point of the matter I'm making is people came here and they took all that copper out. And then what did they do? They supplied most of the copper for bullets for World War I and World War II. And they left Alaska. And when they left Alaska, why did they leave? Because there wasn't very many people here. So you had a really expensive workforce. There wasn't any big farms here. So you had to bring in all your food or grow it. And so what they did is they literally pulled up all the tracks. So no one else in that mineral area would develop anything. Pulled up all the tracks and went to Latin America, where there was a lot of labor and it was very cheap. And they didn't have to house them or feed them. They could pay them nothing. And that's what they did. And they created a copper industry in Peru and Chile and runs to this day. And Alaska was put in the freezer for the future of globalists, actually, because this became the safety deposit box. There was a couple things that happened here that disrupted it. And one of my dad was involved, and it was a Native Land Claim Settlement Act, which gave the Native Americans here the first right of selection. So they got to pick from all federal lands, including lands that the state hadn't even finished selecting. Okay, we didn't even finish our state selections, and they got to come in. That was appropriate. My dad fought hard for that, and they got to pick 44 million acres of the prime property based on their historical locations and the mineral, oil and gas, all the rights that ran with the land. And they were able to take 10% of the state back and actually in private hands now that can be developed for the benefit of people that live here. And they're doing that. They're doing it like on steroids. And the rest of the developments that are happening here are happening by companies from out of town, out of the country predominantly. And that's what I want to get into a little bit here, because the national treasury is here. Our opportunity of the nation is here. The silent 20%, the forgotten fifth, is Alaska, and it's here. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Nick Begich, and you're listening to the InfoWars, because it is about information, and you are the tip of the spear. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jones Show with Nick Begich.
Hey, thanks everyone for spending your time with me this afternoon. You know, as we're talking about a lot of different things, and here's what I value the most. I had this discussion with one of my friends who's a retired banker, a fifth generation banking family or something. But you know what really is valuable? The most valuable thing on the planet. The most valuable commodity there is, and we all have it, we all have a limited amount of it, it's our time. And I want to say that because you share your time with me and I share my time with you on a Friday afternoon. And it's the most valuable thing. And I want to really say that loudly because as we go into our weekend and we decide how to budget our time, how to spend our time, how to disperse our life energy is what we're really saying. You know, and there's no greater sacrifice than to lay your life down for your brother, right? I mean, you hear that, and people interpret that as, oh, that means I take a bullet, you know, for my friends. It's more than that. It's deeper than that. And that's really a limited way of seeing it, I think, because the real thing that is saying is we give our time, our life energy, our breath, the breath of life that we are, to each other. And that's where the rubber meets the road and change happens and the world changes. When we recognize that, that's why it's so important to not be separated. separated by this wall that keeps getting pushed into our face. I've talked a little bit about slavery. People don't communicate, see? We lose that dimension of mutual understanding and support that human beings, all of us, need. It's a basic functional thing about us. We're social beings. We have to be together. We need to be in each other's presence. We need to feel each other's energy. We need to have that happening. That's so basic to what we are, and we can't lose that in this digital world right now. And I try to get it back into sort of the practical look at it. You know, what's the big picture? What's the small picture? In Alaska, why I keep bringing it up is because within this region is also a hope. You know, when you properly deploy that which you're responsible for, which is our national resources, then maybe something different happens. But we don't usually have this discussion. Everybody talks about what I call the P&L statement, which is just the profit and loss statement. People don't know business stuff. But what it is, in simple language, it's the money in and how it gets spent. You know, where does all the revenue come from and how does it all go out? Just like your family budget. That's what it is. But that's all we ever talk about. We don't talk about the factory, you know, of that national wealth. What is that? That's all of this that moves into it, which is labor and creativity, which is called entrepreneurship, and factories and things that make things called capital, and land and natural resources. Now, the land and natural resources, there's a lot of it that we allow to be developed under different theories of development, which we understand when they're equal, and where all of us have that opportunity as Americans, and it's not reserved for the elite, the wealthy, and the connected. That's what's happened too much. That's what everybody's really mad about when you get right under it. It's about the manipulation that we're seeing, that they call process, that they call procedure, they call the way we do this. You know, let me give you some words to kind of restructure how we use words a little bit. If I give someone a contribution and they're a politician, we think that's good. But if I give them a bribe, we say that's bad. What's the difference between the two? The words have a little bit different meaning, but what is the effect of the bribe? Politicians dance around and do what they're told. What's the effect of the contribution? Politicians dance around and do what they're told. So the outcome of the word might have some meaning that's deeper than what's implied by contribution, perhaps. It does. Because, see, that's when truth gets into the words that we use. That's where a little bit of debate starts to happen. And that's the kind of debates that we have all the time. And here's the thing. Narratives are scripts. They're speeches that people write down because they can't speak from their heart. They're the framework that the poll and the focus group told them to parrot. This is how too much of our communication is driven. It's not driven from the heart and the mind coming together and expressing. It's come from a manipulation. This is a big difference. This is not persuasion. This is something different. This is the dark side of the use of words. How about that? This is when you don't speak truth, you know you have no truth to sell. We watched it play out locally in our homeless issue here in Anchorage, and we're watching that play out again, because the public is not buying the narrative. They're being sold because it's a false narrative. There's so many false narratives scattered on this template that's being imposed globally through the political parties nationally. In fact, I would suggest we need to scrutinize both major political parties. Okay, I'm going to say that because at the very top, we need to ask a lot of questions. How did Trump end up there when all these establishment guys didn't? Who at the top doesn't like that within the Republican Party? Perhaps a few. Look, all I'm saying is don't look deeper. Pass the words into what they produce in actions, because that's where the meaning of the words come out. The actions taken. So we have all this stuff coming from the left about human rights. Well, they're just trampling over the law all over the place. And here's it. There's a balancing act between all of our rights and the rights of the few. And we do need to protect the rights of the few. That's what makes America great. And what will make it great again. But not making a war between those that have and those that have not. Not by igniting hatred and dissent and selfishness and failing all of us in the fair and open dialogue that a democratic republic and a great society requires, which is to be able to, in a dignified way, look at each other and say, what do we do? And how do we fix our problems? And what are the real solutions? Because the average person, in my experience, knows the truth when they hear it. They just do. We all do. It resonates with us. And when it's given an opportunity, and this gets back to the last hour, locally we can still do a lot and we can believe in it. We know we can. And that's the action. I've talked about this before. You know, the mystery of faith is acting on what you know absolutely you can do. That's called faith. Even if it doesn't make sense to anyone else, if you know, you will do, achieve, succeed. Because you can't see the failure of it. All right? That's when you win. So I'm suggesting to everyone, do only that. Don't do the impossible. I've said it before. Doing the impossible, come on. How do you do what's impossible? Your brain already knows you can't. So it already shuts down the possibility. Know what you can do. Do that. One step at a time. And before you know it, you've formed a trail, a path. Yours, not mine. Yours by knowing when you hear that inner truth ring, you act, you do, you seek, you know. That's where the power is, ladies and gentlemen. And all the rest of this discussion is about sort of the window dressing. Here we have a treasury, the national wealth being missed for lack of attention, for lack of focus, for lack of knowing. You know, we're buying narratives that are false from every angle. Coming at us all the time, and we need discernment more than ever. We need to seek information more than ever. That's what InfoWars is about. That's why this partnership with you, with everyone involved in this network, works. Because it at least gives us an opportunity to have a lively discussion and debate the way they should happen. The way they happen in my family, I can guarantee you, with Republicans and Democrats and Libertarians and undeclared all packed in the same room. It gets exciting at the holidays. But at the end of the holiday, we embrace each other, we love each other, just like Americans should, and I believe do, at our core. That's who we are, for goodness sake. We just forgot for a while, because these big agitators that would just like us to scream at each other so they can run away with the national treasury, we can't allow it. Americans need to remember we're not R's and we're not D's, we're A's first, we're Americans. And we need to begin to behave with the dignity of our founding fathers when they disagree. Vigorous public debate in the town square. But let's not take it to blows. Let's stop short of that. And let's take it to policy changes that make our country great again. Because that's what this is about. And that's the info war of the 21st century. Let's make it great again. This is Dr. Nick Begich. See you next week. Thanks for being here.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.